Hello everyone, I trust you are well and that you are doing fine. My name is Chantel from Dream Infinity Brand 88, where we talk about life, love relationships and spirituality. Today I'm going to share with you the five love languages, what we need to know, how to understand our partner's love language. So before I begin, please browse and have a look at my other three YouTube channels, snapshots in the video, and if you would like them, please like and subscribe. So let's begin. Basically, when we are in a love relationship, we do not sometimes know our partner's love language. And that's why we have five love languages. The first love language is called words of affirmation. So basically what that entails is encourage, affirm, appreciate, empathize with your partner. Meaning sending an unexpected note, a text or a card even. Physical touch is basically non-verbal, and that is love language number two. Using your body language and touch to express love. In that basically entails a hug, a kiss, holding hands, physical affection, intimacy, and that is also, I think, very important in a love relationship. Then love language number three is basically receiving gifts, being thoughtful, making your spouse, your partner, your person priority, giving thoughtful gifts. And I mean that entails doing and giving thoughtful gifts and gestures. The small things in life that basically matters in a big way. Then it takes us to love language number four, quality time. And that is basically focused time together. And that might mean, for example, watching a movie, having one-on-one conversations, because quality time with each other will assist you in learning your person better. So that basically also entails creating special moments together, walks, small things that you do, weekend getaways. And the last love language that we are going to discuss is basically acts of service. And basically what that means is acts of service is helping in the house, doing chores, helping with the children, helping with the pets, and it's basically doing chores together, making breakfast in bed, remember important dates, and just basically agree to disagree, but sharing the workload in your current love connection or your commitment. So take this information and possibly, try to use it in your current love connection or relationship and see what is your person, your partner's love language. And if you understand your love partner's love language, I do believe that it will definitely assist you in taking your relationship or commitment even to the next level. So stay tuned for my next video and keep well. Look after yourself. Bye.